Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I've been watching politics here in the United States, and I'm watching the elections unfold. And what amazes me is how poorly the candidates treat each other. And I don't know when this happened, but at some point it just became acceptable to not just talk about your own credentials, but to absolutely tear down your opponent at any cost. So I saw a commercial about a week or so ago. A candidate, he was an injured war hero, running this heartfelt message. It was really, really a touching message. And then in a moment, it shifted to this vicious attack on his opponent. And so all the goodwill that he built up was lost as soon as he started criticizing his rival. And what I don't understand is why candidates can't take the high road. You know, in business, you know, if you treated your competitors the way candidates treat each other, I know personally, I wouldn't do business with people like that because I think it's an absolutely classless move. And we have these politicians that are going out there and just blatantly lying and littering the airways with endless negativity. And I hate to get on the soapbox and talk about this, but it's just gotten to the point where it's so much. It's too much. It's, you know, there's endless spending on this stuff because of the corporate loopholes that are in place right now. And I'm not a political person, and I don't mean to be a political person, and I'm not taking one side or the other, but it's the system, and it's the way people are doing things. So not only is this whole practice disrespectful in terms of tearing down your opponent, it's absolutely classless. And so my question is, what happened to integrity? And so my topic this week, and what I want to talk to you about this week, is that the essence of integrity. And so there's a lot of things in life that you really don't have much control over, but integrity is not one of those things. You have control over your integrity. And there are multiple ways that you can ensure that you maintain that integrity. And we're going to talk through those this week. But I would invite you today to really think about your own integrity. And if people knew your situation intimately well, family members, and you know, what would they, you know, and they rated you on your integrity, where might that be? And is it as high as you'd like it to be? So I want you to think through that. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And I would love the opportunity to help you with that, to help keep you on that path towards getting where you want to go. The way you do it is just join. Join every day. And just log on, and it's a few minutes out of your day, but it can help to keep you on that path towards getting where you want to go. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about having integrity and as a point around that, the idea of honoring your word. But for today, I just want you to think about where you'd rate yourself. How high is your integrity? How would people closest to you view you from that standpoint? And is it where you want it to be, and are you comfortable there? We'll pick up from there tomorrow. In the meantime, if you want to take a deeper dive, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.